AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In a coming report to the Security Council, the UN Secretary General plans to list both Israel and Hamas as violating children's rights. Jackie Quinn has details.
A UN spokesman says Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Israel's ambassador to deliver the news Israel would be listed as one of three parties engaged in killing and maiming children with attacks on them, their schools, and hospitals. Israeli Ambassador Gilad Erdan reacted with outrage, saying of Guterres, shame on him, and warning Hamas will use this to continue using schools and hospitals to hide. The Palestinian UN ambassador says adding Israel to the so-called list of shame will not bring back children who were killed, but it's a step in the right direction. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An AP analysis of data from Gaza's health ministry finds the proportion of women and children being killed in the war has declined from 60 to 40% in recent months. The AP's Joe Fetterman reports from Jerusalem.
The health ministry is sticking to its claim that 70% of the dead are women and children. It also says that the final death toll will skyrocket. Thousands of people remain unaccounted for because they are either missing or buried in the rubble of destroyed buildings.
President Biden met with Ukraine's president in Paris today, apologizing for the months of delay in Congress over promised U.S. aid. Vladimir Zelensky told him,
"We count on your continuing support and staying with us."
Meantime, the White House says U.S. aid is helping.
While they are still under pressure from the Russians, particularly in the East.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
Because they have now been able to receive the benefits of five security packages and now six coming, as the president announced today, that they have been able to thwart Russian advances, particularly around Kharkiv.
A strong May jobs report, 272,000 added. This is AP News. A TV game show host taking his last spin.
For 41 seasons and more than 8,000 episodes, Pat Sajak has hosted
Wheel of Fortune!
It's been an incredible privilege to be invited into millions of homes, night after night, year after year, decade after decade.
In a farewell message, Sajak says he tried to be responsible to make Wheel of Fortune free from politics or social issues, just a game. But it became more than that.
A place where kids learned their letters, where people from other countries honed their English skills, where families came together along with friends and neighbors and entire generations. What an honor to have played even a small part in all that.
Sajak announced last year he would retire.
Well, the time has come to say goodbye.
Audio from Sony Pictures Entertainment. Ryan Seacrest is set to succeed Sajak. Vanna White will stay on as co-host. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.